MS-13, it's a concern, and despite what you hear on MSNBC, it's not just one that Fox News viewers have. A lot of people have concerns about this. The Center for Immigration Studies has been tracking this, and they're out with a new report this morning about where MS-13 is and where they have been committing crimes. For more on this, we turn to the Center for Immigration Studies, Jessica Vaughn, who's the Director of Policy Studies there. Jessica, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Now, I'm always glad to get your insight on immigration. Not glad to see, though, that in our area, Maryland and Virginia make your top four of locations where crimes by MS-13 members have been committed. Tell us what you found.
Well, we took a look at about 500 cases of MS-13 arrests that were reported in open sources, basically from prosecutors and in the news media. And we found that while MS-13 is a problem around the country in 22 states, it is especially a problem in several areas, namely New York, California, Virginia, and Maryland. And this is related to the resettlement of unaccompanied minors from Central America who arrived illegally starting around 2012. Gang investigators have noticed that a high percentage of the MS-13 members that they are arresting in increasing numbers in recent years are kids who arrived here in this surge, and that has enabled MS-13 to rebound. And they have done so with great brutality. Almost half of these cases, 207 out of 506, were murder cases. And a number of them were attempted murder. This is a gang whose signature is violence, brutal violence and intimidation. That's how they operate. And they've been terrorizing communities, especially in the Washington, D.C. metro area. And this is a gang that federal authorities were able to really stifle a number of years ago by using immigration enforcement in particular very aggressively. And that is something that is going to need to be used again, but officials federal officials are stymied somewhat by the proliferation of sanctuary policies that prevent cooperation between local law enforcement agencies that want to work with ICE and the feds. And that's going to have to change going forward if we want to get a handle on this and stem this crime spree.
You note in the report that the median age of these MS-13 gang members is 23. How is it that young people, so many young people are involved? And is it flourishing within the United States or in any way, or is this just coming from El Salvador? All the gang members are from El Salvador.
Well, the majority of them are from El Salvador. 88% of the ones who were identified by their country of citizenship were from El Salvador in the set of cases that we looked at. And this is consistent with what I found from years of studying this. And one of the things that makes this such a problem is that they do aggressively recruit young people. There was a case up in Frederick recently where an MS-13 gang member who was already here, who got DACA, he got a job because of DACA as a custodian in a middle school there, which gave him access on a daily basis to a pool of young children to recruit into the gang. And after he was arrested, investigators discovered that he had been told by officials in El Salvador to take advantage of the lenient catch-and-release policies at the border to bring in new recruits from El Salvador of a young age. And that particular clique did that. And this group has caused a lot of mayhem in the schools up in Frederick County and in that area, committing crimes and terrorizing people. And it's a serious problem there. Frederick County in particular does take its cooperation with ICE very seriously, and they have a good relationship. But there are a number of jurisdictions in the D.C. metro area, such as Montgomery County, Prince George's County, now Fairfax County, that have imposed these sanctuary policies on local law enforcement agencies. And it's going to make it more difficult for them to eradicate this public safety threat.
Now, before 2012, when the majority of these members started to come into the United States, they came in, as you said, as unaccompanied children. So was there already an MS-13 presence in this country? An MS-13 in El Salvador, just said, you know, obviously a very powerful gang network, obviously a criminal enterprise, said, hey, we're going to take your kids, we're going to send them to the United States without the parents knowing that they were actually just sending them to become gang members in the United States. Is that what happened? Was there already that element in this country?
Well, MS-13 started in Los Angeles, really as a failure of border security, when there was a large influx of people coming from Central America. And MS-13 was started by a group of violent thugs who, you know, fit right in the Los Angeles gang environment and started the gang and then decided to spread it across the country in the early 2000s. And the Bush administration initiated a special program led by ICE called Operation Community Shield to disrupt and dismantle the gang by using immigration law enforcement. And they made some progress and moved on to other gangs. But there remain some MS-13 members here. They just were not as powerful, were not as numerous. And then immigration enforcement declined a lot during the Obama administration, and the administration put restrictions on ICE on what they could do, even with respect to gang members. So they were able to rebuild their ranks. And then when this influx happened, not only did it allow the gang to bring in more members who were already members in El Salvador, but also there was this pool of newly arrived young people, mostly males, you know, teenagers, who are descended, you know, put into schools, and they were just a perfect pool of recruits for the gang to take advantage of. And that's what they've done. And, you know, the result has been horrific in some communities with the increase in violence. And I should add, yes, the members are young, but their victims are young, too. The median age of victims we found was 19.
Yeah. Jessica, in the 15 seconds we have left, is the President Trump addressing this and how?
Yes, the president has directed his agencies to do what they can to combat MS-13. But Congress needs to step in and take some steps. There's a bill before the House now known as the Secure America's Future Act that would help the federal government go after MS-13 and other transnational gangs and also address the problem of sanctuaries. And hopefully we'll see that emerge from the House before too long.
It's a troubling report. We're really glad that you're looking into it, though. It's important we get the facts on this. Jessica Vaughn, appreciate you joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks so much.
Glad to have you. 7:15 now.